Time now to take a look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. We welcome you back, Dave and Glenn here. And the Eagles tied for the lead in the NFC East, something we expect to say for how long, Glenn?
Until they take the lead.
There we go.
Solo.
There we go. Way to go, buddy. All right, crazy little weekend for the NFC East. The games didn't go as we planned. Let's begin with the New York Giants, who go into Texas and steal one away from the Dallas Cowboys. Impressive performance from New York at a lot of levels. Victor Cruz is back.
Yeah, when you
combine him with Sterling Shepard and with Odell Beckham Jr., no doubt about it, the Giants' passing game, high octane.
Very high octane. I was surprised to see Cruz play that well after it was his first game in 700 days, right? So you figure he's going to be a marginal player. He caught that touchdown pass. He looked good, very good doing it. I think Eli Manning is poised for a good year, and they protected him pretty well. Of course, the Cowboys, we'll get to the Cowboys. Their pass rush is terrible. Giants are going to be formidable in terms of this division.
Interesting philosophy defensively for the Giants, loading the box, forcing Dak Prescott to throw the football. They double-teamed Dez Bryant, limited him to one catch. Good job by Steve Spagnuolo and that new-look Giants defense, which brings us now to the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, fine.
Because last week, you were puffing your chest. Oh, defiant Glenn Mack now. Oh, they put the Dak Prescott in. You were right. In Canton, Ohio.
Oh, Dak Prescott. He's all that.
And Dak Prescott was humbled a little bit here in game number one, as was Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott, that surprised me. I thought he was going to have a good day against the Giants defense. The Giants shut him down and did it very effectively. That was impressive by the Giants. Dak Prescott, as we had discussed, got so much publicity in the preseason. Look how ready he is. You know what? It's a little tougher when they scheme and they blitz and they send guys and they have formations that you don't expect and the thing moves a little bit faster. He played like a rookie quarterback. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't specially played like a rookie quarterback. Here was my biggest surprise, Dave. That great vaunted Cowboys offensive line, those blocks of granite. Giants, whose pass rush was terrible last year, put pressure on them all day.
Yeah. Now, this week, Dallas plays Washington. Mm-hmm. Washington lost badly on Monday night to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Very interesting and telling game in the NFC East with the Redskins and the Cowboys. Two teams that we kind of figured would be better than they showed in week one. Washington looked awful on Monday night.
Washington looked awful on several levels. Their coaching looked terrible. And I'm watching John Gruden call the game with his brother, and he called out everybody except his brother. I thought they looked very unprepared, very unprofessional. That team didn't look ready for the opener. And the other things, we paid so much attention last year to how much Kirk Cousins improved. Those last 7-8 games last year, he was very good. I thought in the opener last night, he looked inept. He's not finding open receivers. He's missing throws. He's not running when he had a wide open field to run. Kirk Cousins played like the old Kirk Cousins, so we'll see who shows up down the road.
And defensively, they keep Josh Norman on one side of the field at cornerback. The Steelers put Antonio Brown on the other side of the field, and he has a huge game. Pittsburgh ran the football effectively. We'll see the Steelers in a couple of weeks here. They will be a formidable opponent at Lincoln Financial Field. But I guess my early takeaway here in the NFC East is that it's still anybody's ballgame.
My bold prediction that I gave you a few weeks ago is this whole division is going to finish within 3 games. I'm sticking with that.
That was all of last week ago.
Yes.
It seems like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was last week. I guess it was. We started last week.
We're all of 1 week into the season.
What did we bet on that? Do you remember?
I don't think we bet. Everything's a bet with you? There's no bets?
There's always bets.
We're not allowed to bet in the NFL.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I got the Eagles for a sandwich.
Okay, that was it.
So that's our look around the NFC East. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.